If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the living love of the Supreme Creator. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening, our seminar topic is how to free yourself and others. So if you're ready to step into greater freedom, let's just take a deep breath together and call yourself forward. That divine stream of living love and living light and living sound that is your divine life stream that forever has been, forever shall be, and is now completely accessible to you. You but need to move your inner awareness to that place of freedom and love and peace and inner joy that never ceases. And it is within. And only you can find it for yourself. So you might ask the Divine Spirit to clear you of anything that would be a block to your clearer perception of who you truly are and what you are forever, that you could bypass in your looking at yourself, your self-indictment, your judgment, the things that you consider imperfection, because I tell you a truth, they are completely unknown in spirit. Please realize that when God looks at you, when the spirit of life, if you prefer, looks at you, that it sees only the perfection of itself. Only the perfection of itself. It doesn't see anything else when it looks at you. It's not keeping score. It doesn't have a big book in which it's writing down all of your so-called failings. No. You know who keeps score? You do. You keep your own score. You judge yourself. So, God placed the judgment at the time of creation and said it was good. And when he created you, he said, it was very, very good. So why don't you go with that and quit playing judge in your life? And that's what we want to look at. We want to look at the keys to living in freedom so that you can set yourself free and set others free by so doing. So let's close our eyes, take a deep breath, and focus your attention in the center of your head, behind your forehead. And visualize, if you would, the divine spark of creative intelligence that is your inheritance from the Creator who extended you to create beautifully, intelligently, and with great, exquisite harmony. Touch to that place that has never forgotten, that has never, ever lost sight of the spiritual promise that was placed with you at your creation. The promise that you are created to reflect the glory of God, the presence of God, the peace, the love, the joy of the Creator. You are made in that image and likeness, and absolutely destined for immortal glory. You have that now. You just are becoming aware of it, but you've never lost it. You can't lose it. What God has endowed you with is eternal. It cannot be marred by anything you think or do in this dream that we think of as real life, but it's not. It's simply a play of consciousness enacted by beings who are not yet awake and self-aware. So it means nothing. You've never done anything wrong. You've never left the heart of God. You remain still as God created you, within the heart-mind of the Creator is an idea of perfect love. Take a deep breath and own that. Allow it to speak into every one of your cells, into your DNA, into the synapses of your brain. Let it flood as reality through your veins, through every single subatomic particle of your being. Let it resonate as the truth. You remain as God created you forever and ever. When you fully know that in every fiber of your being, you have set yourself free. Take another deep breath and come present. And again, ask for the clearance that you could receive that which would be for your highest good this evening. And then whatever could be cleared and released, that could be done through grace. Through grace. So everything you see in waking and dream states is your own creation. Everything you see in both your waking and dream states are your own creation. Is your own creation. So within your consciousness, everything you've experienced in all your many immersions or dream field immersion scenarios in time-space goes into the making of your own private universe, the content of your consciousness, which is to say the conditioning that you have amassed in all of your many experiences. That's what we would call consciousness, the field of consciousness. When we speak of awareness, we're speaking of the divine realms, not the conditioned realms. Although some people use consciousness and awareness interchangeably, I don't. When I speak of consciousness, I speak of that which you have experienced and conditioned. When I speak of awareness, I speak of that which you have transcended from out of your consciousness into the pure state of divine awareness. And that, again, is unconditioned and pure. So everything that you see is actually through the lens of your own past conditioning. We've been speaking now the last several weeks on how we see through our conditioning, through our projections, through our interpretations. But we don't really see anything as it truly is until we train the mind through meditation, contemplation, self-inquiry, to becoming immersed in the sound current. The mind stream becomes absorbed and immersed in the living word of God. And that pulls you up and out of the conditioned field and into the divine realms of pure, positive awareness. And that has no karma attached to it. That's the freedom that we all truly seek, that comes with realizing the self that you truly are, beyond the personality presentation, beyond the physical persona, beyond the temporary role that you're playing in this lifetime, beyond that. There is an eternal identity with a capital I that goes from glory to glory, revelation to revelation, an ongoing creative manifestation. But this creation is not one of karma or ambition. It is a creation that is birthed of your love and your bliss, and your expansion of your being. And that's how the God nature creates. You are being taught now to truly create, to be a creation expander, to being a co-participant with the divine source energy to birth new creation. At this time, you see, we are departing a whole way of life, a whole dimensional presentation, point of view, paradigm. We're in the shift of the ages where we are inheriting a state of consciousness in which all things are made new. They are seen anew. And the ways and the things of the past are falling away. They're just simply falling away naturally. It's part of the cycle we're in. So, in allowing yourself to step into this freedom, you need to free yourself from yourself. Everything that you have held against yourself and judged, you need to let go. You need to set yourself free from your own self-indictment. Because you are the only one that holds the axe to your neck. You are the only one who keeps score of your faults and your failings that you call your faults and your failings. that God knows nothing about. Now, I'm not talking about the demigods in the lower worlds that work under the negative power that we call the call power, or the devil. We're talking about the God of all gods, the absolute supreme creator about whom naught can be said, that created you like itself, has living light, living sound, living love, creative intelligence, eternal life. That aspect of God does not judge you and operates through grace. The demigods that work under the negative power, oh, they will judge you. They will come to you as that nagging voice that condemns and accuses. You know, that negative power has always been called the accuser, the adversary. So don't cozy up with that accuser by judging yourself, because then you put yourself under the law that the Christ action came to deliver you from and to give you, instead of the law, grace. And so you are an inheritor of grace. And you can set yourself free of the law by releasing yourself now to everything that you have judged and held against yourself. Because I tell you a truth, the only thing you really need to forgive yourself for is forgetting that you are divine. That you are whole, perfect, and free right now. You are one with God right now. So even though you might not understand what I'm saying to you, maybe you've been so indoctrinated in one of the Kabbalistic thought systems that you've been taught to believe you're a miserable sinner that has to grovel its way back to God's good graces, you may have to let that go. Because the call power has actually started every single organization that binds you to a whole litany of shoulds or have-tos, that confine you in a certain way that prevents you from seeing who you really are. You need to learn to discern the teachings. Are they coming through the line of grace that was brought onto the planet by the Christ action? Or are they coming under the call power that brought in karma and reincarnation, and the need to become perfect before you could be liberated? And of course, that was perfect. So nobody was getting liberated. They were getting recycled back through these lower dimensional worlds that are under duality. So all of that changed when the great Melchizedek, the great Christed energy, came into the planet. And you were set free through grace. Because in highest truth, you've never been here at all. You've never done any of this. None of it. You fell asleep and had a series of dreams. That's all. You awake, the dreams vanish. It's as simple as that. And the one that is within you that knows is always awake. So when you find yourself falling under your own condemnation, your own judgment, ask that inner illumination to clarify your mind. That Holy Spirit, that whole spirit, that is your inner teacher, your inner mentor, your inner guide. That is the one you go to, and that one is within you all the time. And if you turn to it when you're confused, when you're upset, when you are not remembering, it will remember for you. So don't try to do so much for yourself. Turn to that which is within you that knows you better than you know yourself and will set you free the minute you ask. But you have to ask. You need to be aware when you fall into unconsciousness in order for it to become conscious. That's where the witnessing awareness that you practice, the mindfulness, if you want to call it that, where you watch your thoughts, you watch your feelings, you watch what's going on inside yourself, and you keep it aligned with the Divine Spirit. And you notice when you go out of harmony, because immediately you're not going to be happy. You're not going to feel happiness and your peace is going to depart. Every time you step out of awareness. That makes it rather simple, you see, to keep yourself on target. So you see, everything that you experience in life is a mirror. It reflects, it reacts, and it resounds to you and what you put forward as your consciousness, as your attitude, as your action. It's an automatic reaction. Unless you do everything you do in the name of the Beloved. When you do everything in the name of the Lord, whatever name that appeals to you, that you most feel a kinship with, when you do things for the Beloved takes the results of your actions, and you are karmic free. That's why when you get up in the morning, you ask that the Holy Spirit take charge and command of everything you say, think, and do that day. That you can walk in divine attunement throughout the day. And remember who you are. Stay present. Forget everything else, but never forget that you are divine. Just keep bringing that forward. I am made in the image and likeness of God. What is true of God is true of me. I am pure love. And then, you see, you live in freedom. You do yourself and others a great disservice when you judge. Do you know that what you hold against another, you've held against yourself? Yeah. You've held against yourself. So quickly forgive, not because you're overlooking what they did, but because you're recognizing that in highest truth, they've done nothing any more than you have. Energy forms bumbling around in a dream field. Nobody's here. Nobody's doing anything. We've never left the heart of God. So what is it that causes the things to happen in your life? It's the causes you've set in motion already. that you are simply reaping the results of. You're reaping your own creation. The things that you have set forth energetically, you are responsible for, until you realize you're not the doer. But as long as you associate with being the doer, you're held responsible for your doings. So get over that idea very quickly and realize that you as a person, with your faults and your shortcomings, are a fictional character that you've made up in your own mind, but has never really existed. You've always been divine. You've somehow appropriated this fictional self and thought it was you. Why don't you let the Holy Spirit sort that all out? And you be content with asking the one who knows within you to keep you rightly aligned and to jerk on your chain whenever you get out of order, which it does. You know, the minute you start to have an unhappy mood, you are looking at something that is not there, and you're trying to make a big deal out of it. So stop. Take a deep breath. Ask for the clearance. Ask the Holy Spirit within you to guide you, to clarify your thinking, and to correct where you stepped out of the loving. So as you appreciate yourself, and accept yourself unconditionally, and get off your case. Quit making a big deal out of these gyrations that you do in a fitful sleep, and the wailing and the crying and the carrying on you go forth doing in your nightmares. And why don't you just give a happy laugh and say, as I so often do, I am so grateful this isn't real. I'd sure hate to think that this is real. Because when you wake up, really wake up, you're going to laugh and laugh and laugh that you ever thought that you were here as a limited presentation with all the faults that you have assumed were part of your nature but aren't. So we are moving on that journey from the sense of being a limited personal self to moving into your unlimited, omnipresent self that you truly are and have always been. And it's only been your own self-indictments and self-judgments that have clouded you clearly seeing your true self. You know, the biggest gift you could ever give yourself is your unconditional loving acceptance of yourself and your life as it is. Because when you move into that, it's as if your whole reality shifts to a higher level and you begin to experience life as unconditionally loving and accepting of you, which will reflect in your relationship with people. They will no longer mirror your own self-judgment. They will mirror your unconditional loving acceptance. You know, it's a rare and wonderful experience to meet a gentle, peaceful person, one who is happy and lives in harmony with nature and others. You know, we all want to know, what is the secret that allows that person to exemplify that inner harmony and that peace and happiness? Well, for one thing, a happy, peaceful, gentle person has unconditionally accepted and come to peace with themselves. They've come to peace with others. They've come to peace with their environment. They've come to peace with that which is. Certain things just go with identifying with being in the third dimensional world in a human body, you got to get over that. You've got to rethink who you are and where you are forever in order for that outer sense of the world and the oppressive things of the world to disappear. It all begins and ends with what you are doing within yourself. So these happy, peaceful people have made peace with their past, and they're at peace with what is present and what is presenting. So the purpose of all spiritual practice and meditation and self-inquiry is to reveal that inner place of peace. That's called the New Jerusalem, or Prashanti Nilayam. It is that abode of peace we all possess within. So everyone who has tapped into that inner wellspring of peace and happiness becomes a conduit for that peace and happiness to enter this world. That's the only way it can enter your world, your universe, your creations, is through you. And as you serve as a conduit for it to enter the world. So your inner peace and happiness is the greatest contribution you could possibly give this world and humanity. And it's the greatest legacy you could leave for your children. Everything in nature seems to abide by a certain order and harmony. Everything is governed by a reason and a season, but mankind. So you have to wonder why human beings seem to be so cruel and so ugly in their responses to anything they don't like. So critical and judgmental and so ready to attack and destroy. And now social media has revealed this mean-spiritedness so that we can all see it. But what we see is what we be. We are seeing what we have made of this collective conditioning we call the world. And so it's only as each of us awakens beyond that, that we can truly see and begin to be an instrument of freedom. When we set ourselves free, we set all of those that we have held in judgment and therefore in bondage, we set them free. As long as you have a judgment, a critical thought, a condemnation in your heart towards another, you are tied to that person. They can't be free. So when you free yourself, you set them free. Because until then, you've not learned the lesson that you are one. And therefore, you're bound to work through that dynamic until you set yourself free. So know that a mean-spirited, aggressive person is deeply driven by fear and insecurity. And that fear and insecurity causes them to be at war with themselves and with others. So the root cause of fear is ignorance. A fearful, mean-spirited person is lost in a hell world of their own making. The result of lifetimes, perhaps, of unheeded lessons, opportunities, and experiences. Somewhere, they turned from light's calling and settled for dark, a dark crevasse. So we each come into this life with the repercussions of our previous incarnations, which is what we would call consciousness, which consists of the trail of causes and effects that we've set into motion, and therefore must take responsibility for clearing until we awaken beyond the need for that. When we come into the freedom of knowing who and what we are forever. In other words, we become self-aware, awakened to our true nature And then we're set free through grace. But in the sense that we have created our own life, whatever it happens to be, in that sense, we are all masters of our fate and captains of our ship. Now, people seem to like that, that sense that they're free, even when they're far from free, because they're all bound up in inner conflict. Until your peace is 100%, it's not at all. So everything in life, every person serves as a mirror. What you see in them is what you have within yourself, as hard as that may be to realize. Because sometimes you have to really look to see the root, because the expression may come off as quite different. For example, the person who tries to escape from their inner indictments of themselves through taking drugs or getting drunk, what they're doing is exemplifying their fear and their inability to cope with their own inner conflict. So they're trying to numb out, distract, or deaden that deep fear. Now, you may, on the other hand, escape into your meditations or imagining you're going to ascend and leave it all behind. But actually, you're just as afraid and as desirous of numbing out as the person who is drinking and taking drugs. If you are escaping to your high perch spiritually to avoid confronting your life as it is. So while the presentation, the expression may be different, you can see that both people in this situation are in inner conflict, and they're afraid, and they're trying to escape from their own self-indictments. So look at those people in your life that you're having a real hard time with and judging, and see if you're both not doing the same thing, but in different ways. Because when you're not afraid to look at what is, really not afraid to look at what is, with the Holy Spirit will give you the keys to set yourself and others free. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It understands that you believe you're your body, you're your personality, you're your name. You think you're a human being on a human planet, in a human body. It understands that you're sound asleep, believing all these things. And it understands how to bridge where you are to where you will experience your own freedom, your own inner peace, your own wholeness and holiness. So the things that upset you, that you dislike and hate and try to avoid, are the areas in yourself that you have yet to make peace with, to forgive and see with compassion and understanding. Because there are no others. There is only the self. And all of your conflicts and complaints are but judgments you've held about yourself. When you unconditionally love, forgive, and accept yourself, all that inner and outer conflict ends. Even when what you are noticing, as we just spoke of, in another, seems to be in stark contrast to your behavior, if you look past the outer expression to the core issue, you'll find it is exactly the same. So everyone is your mirror in which you see yourself. They are serving you by being a mirror to reveal you to you. And when you see everyone with loving forgiveness and compassion, you set yourself free, and then the mirror will show you the face of the beloved. So get off your case. And when you do, you'll begin to see others and the world as wholly loving and lovable. So there are some things that will work very well for you if you practice them. Keep your attention on where you're headed rather than what others are doing. That is a huge key to maintaining inner peace and harmony, to keeping yourself free. To each his own or her own must come. You don't know the background. You don't know the lessons. You don't know the momentums that each person has come in to fulfill and to transcend. So leave everyone to do their life how they need to. Each has a skein of karma that they must unwind in their own way. Leave them alone. Don't try to fix them. Don't try to tell them how to do what they only themselves know how to do. And that is set themselves free of their own bondage, their own self-created bondage. So keep your attention on yourself. Mind your own business. Unless you want to be next in having that experience that you're judging, don't judge. Don't judge yourself and don't judge another for what they're doing. Your gossip and slander will return to you. So beware. Think before you carry tales involving what others are doing. That will give you a karmic rebound. Another key is to be silent. Be silent more often than offering your opinion, which is really seldom valued. Be silent rather than coming into an agreement with the negative statements others make in your presence. This is very important. Sometimes we feel that because the other person is making a statement, we have to say something. But there is a tremendous power in agreement. So be careful what you lend your assent and agreement to. People very often gossip and slander and say negative things about people, like the president, for example. What you dislike in the president are the very things that you have to deal with within yourself. Same thing applies. If you slander and castigate and make negative statements about people in the political field, you're judging the same qualities in yourself. Just realize that everybody is a mirror, and you are not exempt from any negative statement that you make about anybody at any time. So as an awakened one, especially an initiate, you carry enormous influence and power in your words. So choose them carefully. Never comment or lend agreement to things that are negative that you do not wish to reinforce in the world. And know that when you pass from this physical body, you will get to experience everything your words and actions have caused others to feel, both positive and negative. So why not do a review of your life right now? before you leave this body. And periodically, do a life review. Take your own inventory. Forgiving and clearing yourself and others, so that you keep yourself in an ongoing state of centered awareness and clarity. Don't let things build up. And then you won't have later regrets. Then you'll bypass the Dharmareya, the judge, and the spiritual travelers, the Christ lineage will take you right into the heart of God. You'll bypass the whole scenario of judgment from the lower lords that govern these psychic and material realms. Oh yes, they will hold you to the letter of the law until you have transcended the law through grace. So the best thing you can do for your children, really, is to teach them how to cultivate their own happiness, to take responsibility for cultivating happiness. Show them how to direct their minds in a positive way, to redirect their emotions when they're headed down in a downward spiral. Children before the age of 6 very often have nightmares which they don't have any way to filter. They're working out karmic situations on the inner planes, but don't have any way to filter them or understand them in their conscious mind. Explain that to them, that they are working through things that they... Well, I would say teach them to pray. Teach them to call in the light. Teach them to connect with that inner self that you could call the inner master. That's a very good thing to call it. The inner teacher. The inner guide. And to place themselves in the light of God's love and protection when they go to sleep. And you do your part by putting them in a field of light before they go to sleep. Read them something very positive and very uplifting before they go to sleep. Keep their room clear with a light. And, put the light around them. Put the light in the room. Clear the energies of your home. And help them to find happy places they can park their attention, and that they make themselves happy by what they keep company with in their minds. Teach them how to resolve conflict. Very simple is to teach them how to say, God bless you, I love you, peace be still, inside their minds, when they are in a situation of confrontation and conflict. Teach them when to respond and when to keep silent and when to walk away. Teach them self-respect, how to clear their energies and call in the light and ask for assistance and whatever they need. Teach them how to connect with their upline of spiritual guides and mentors. Teach them how to be self-sufficient, resourceful, and encourage their independence. Equip them for life. Empower them to believe in themselves and that anything is possible for them to achieve if they want it strongly enough. Teach them that they create their own happiness or their own suffering, depending upon what they focus upon the most. And show them how to shift their mood through movement, through speech, through affirmations, through music. Show them how to shift their state. What makes you the happiest? What are you happy about right now? And know that if you preface that by saying you're happy because, it's not lasting. You're in the field of conditioned consciousness. Because happiness is union with God. It's union with truth. It's union with your true self. And that is not affected by anything that happens. That's permanent. If you cultivate it. So when do you experience the greatest sense of peace? Have you ever had a moment, a day, or more of absolute total peace and happiness? What were you doing? What was your attitude? Or what caused it to dissipate? Were you aware when it was dissipated? What were you doing? What were you thinking? Pay attention. Pay attention to these things. Then you'll know how to get yourself back on track. This is cultivating that self-awareness that leads to your freedom, leads to your experiencing your freedom. So again, what we hold against another, we've held against ourselves. Life is a mirror in which you see yourself. So, a big part of freeing yourself and others is letting go and forgiving the past because it never really happened. Release judgment, shame, blame, and guilt. When you are harboring judgment, shame, blame, and guilt, you are cozying up with the accuser. You are in the camp of the negative power, whose very job, it seems, is to remind you of things that will cause you to feel shame, blame, guilt, to judge yourself. Be aware that that's what the negative power does. It accuses. It brings you those tormenting thoughts. Fill your mind with the light of the Beloved, with the light of the Christ. Chant your initiatory tone, your mantra that your master teacher gave you. Don't allow those thoughts to go unchallenged. Recognize them and fill your mind with light. Just that simple. After a while, the call power will give up. If it sees that your only resource always is to turn to the light and sound of God, it doesn't want much to do with you when it knows it's impossible to dissuade you in your devotion, in your faith, and in your steadfastness. It knows it better not mess with one that belongs heart, mind, and soul to the Beloved. Better not mess with you. But if you have the slightest little self-doubt, it'll mess with you. So, if it's of doubt about yourself, cast it out. It's not of the truth. So, to set yourself free, you absolutely must free others. You have to free others. Anyone that you've held in bondage, by holding anything against them, say they owe you money, make that money they owe you a gift. Give it to them, at least in your mind, if you can't say so physically, in your mind and verbally perhaps, gift them with the money so that you don't harbor that sense they owe you so much money. How do you know? You may have owed them that money from another lifetime. See why you can't judge? But just know that everything in your life is there for a purpose and is probably balancing a prior action. So since you don't know really what's going on, leave it to the one who does know, the Divine Spirit. The Divine Spirit will settle the score. It knows who owes who what, and can set up and arrange the situation where it's peacefully resolved for the highest good, if you ask. But if you hold it against them with any sort of negative feeling, then you've created more karma for yourself. So don't do that. Just set yourself and others free. Make a gift of everything you think other people owe you. Give it as a gift. Give it as a gift. Hold no one in bondage. Do not make promises that you don't know that you're going to be able to keep. You don't know if you're going to be alive for another instant. So don't make promises. I won't even say to people, I'll see you next week, because I don't know if I'm going to be around next week. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Don't say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. You don't know you're going to be here tomorrow. Well, someday I'm going to make that dress with that cloth I've got in my cupboard. You don't know that you're going to be around to make that dress. Well, someday I'll get around to reading this book or whatever. You don't know that you're going to be around to read that book. Do not bind yourself to things that you have no way to know that you're going to be able to fulfill. Keep a lot of space around you. Keep yourself free. Do not make promises to people. Commit your life to God. Be careful what you say, that you keep yourself free, because God alone has the say of your coming and your going. Your steps are ordered, and your departure date was set before you're born, in most cases. So keep yourself free, and keep others free from your judgment and any form of condemnation or criticism, gossip or slander. It's so interesting, the very thing you judge in another, you find yourself doing, invariably. So practice self-awareness. Be very careful if you want to be free. Find your own inner place of peace and happiness, because it can only be self-disclosed. Nobody else can tell you how to find the entrance way into your sacred heart. It's a tiny little entrance into your sacred heart, and you have to find it. I mean that literally. There's an opening into the sacred heart. And very often that heart has to be broken and broken and broken over and over again until the hardened incrustations of ego and self-importance and selfishness has finally broken, shattered. And then that pure heart can emerge. I would suggest that you practice gentle response. You know, it says in the Bible that a soft word turns away wrath. Instead of responding from ego and anger when another person is out of balance and they're doing that, don't say anything at all. Or if you say something and they are quiet for a minute, let it be gentle and loving. I understand. I hear you. Something like that, but very soft. Be silent more often than speaking whenever you're in the presence of negativity or when anyone is being verbally attacked. If that's you in the case of being verbally attacked, know that an angry person is deaf. They're not going to hear a word you say. So be quiet. So what you've forgiven in others, you've freed in yourself. So magic how that happens. You know, when you've had a lot of debt financially, the minute you make a gift of all of that money that you think people owe you, it's amazing how you set yourself free to experience greater abundance. Then you find there's debt forgiveness in your life. Or the tax people somehow forget to hound you. You disappear from their database. So many things happen when you set people free from your expectation of what you think they owe you. So if you think anybody owes you anything, be very, very quick to gift it to them now so that you don't carry that block and bondage anymore in your life. Set everybody free. Wish everybody well and happy and peaceful. Wish everything for everyone, everything that you would like for yourself. And wow, are you going to experience a different reality and a different perspective in your life? It's going to be absolutely amazing. So, I hope this has been helpful. We are the creators of our experience in life. We are not the creators of our divinity and our perfection that already came as part and parcel of our creation and extension as love into this time-space continuum. We're like a ray emanating from the great sun, the great source of all. Not the physical sun, the sun behind all suns that gives light to all. So let's take a deep breath. And let's chant that wonderful chant of divine harmony and empathy and loving compassion, which is the Anai hue. And as we do that, let's send our love, our freedom, our forgiveness, and our blessings and gratitude to all the brothers and sisters that have come forward to mirror our true nature and the nature that we need to dissolve in forgiveness, that have come forward to serve us. And let's bless the entire planet and all that lives and moves and breathes in this beautiful world. Deep breath. Anai hue. Anai hue. Anai hue. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. And to each and every one of you, a loving namaste.